This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. And it's a great joy to have with me today Pastor Brian Berry. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. And we have a meditation this morning. We get together 3 days a week very early in the morning at the church to seek the Lord. And I know that God was just ministering to your heart today.
Yes, as I was preparing for our midweek service tonight and the message, I was in Deuteronomy, and I realized that at the end of the 40th year, Moses was asked to speak to his people and share the word of God with them. And even though this is not the seventh year, 2009 would have been a seventh year, it's a time when we need to reflect on where we are going in our church, and we are in a season of revival, a season of miracles, and a season of hope with new members and baptisms. And I believe it's really important that we learn to forgive and cancel debts, as it is written in Deuteronomy 15, verses 1 to 11. And I entitled my message, "Where Are the Poor?" And the poor are all around us. They're amongst us. They're in our neighborhood. And it is really important that we enact and live out God's word. And God called us to forgive those debts so that we could give everybody a fresh start, including ourselves. Because when we forgive debts and we answer God's calling, then we too begin to have joy in our heart.
It's like when Jesus said the way to pray is ask God for forgiveness. Lord, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Yeah, in Deuteronomy, it says to us that we shouldn't have hardened hearts. And when we have a hardened heart, it's because we ignore the needs of His people, other children in the kingdom of God, our friends and other members of our church. And it's also important, too, that we don't witness with a closed hand. There are many people out there that need help, and we need to be able to open our hands and open our hearts and give to the poor. And the poor just aren't people that don't go to our church. We have people within our own church that have needs right now because of circumstances, and I don't think there's any greater love or reward to God when we can help our own people as well. Those who have given their faith to the Lord and continue to pray for things to turn around, but when we as a church body, the body of Christ, can go and help our own brothers and sisters that come to this church, I think God is really starting to bless us. And the last couple of days, we've had an opportunity to do that. And we've also seen a miracle as a result of that. We visited a lady in a hospital who normally spends 15 days in a hospital with double pneumonia. But because of our opportunity to offer prayer to her and give her hope, she started to witness to the lady beside her. But she's also a person of needs as well, and we know that through our church, we'll be able to fulfill some of her needs, which aren't only spiritual needs, but she does need some other help in other areas, and we as brothers and sisters will reach out and help her. So I really believe that we need to cancel debts and keep the wicked thoughts out of our heart, and when we cleanse our own hearts, we cleanse those of others, and it allows us to live out and enact the Word of God and find the poor, because the poor are all around us. And the Bible says that there will always be poor, and we need to be able to help the poor in many different ways.
Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.